Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jimmy in New Orleans.
What's happening?
Hey.
Man, long-time listener, first-time caller.
That's cool, brother. Welcome.
Appreciate it, man. So, in New Orleans, obviously Saints fan and LSU fan. Good time for some football in Louisiana. But I guess I was just wondering your opinion. How do you think the Saints will do in the playoffs this year? And do you think that if Drew Brees were to win it, do you think he's done? And if he doesn't win it, do you think he's going to come back another year? Because that's what all of us are debating down here. I just wanted to hear what you think.
Yeah, I don't really, frankly, feel like he's going to quit playing football, to be honest with you. Is that what people think? They think he's going to quit and walk away? That guy's got game left in him, doesn't he? He looks better than Brady. I mean, that guy looks to me like he's got football left in him. I don't know why he would quit. Maybe if he wins it, he might want to do that. I mean, he's already won one, so he'll be 41 in a couple weeks. I think he can play another season without a doubt. I don't know if they're going to win at all. I think they have a really good shot. Obviously, it's of benefit to them that they're playing this game at home against the Vikings. I will say this. That Kirk Cousins just, in my opinion, does not win big games. So it's hard for me to believe that he's going to go there and beat them. I think it's feasible. I think it's doable. I think anyone can win a game. This is the NFL. This is no joke. I think that all of these teams can win, including the Titans, including the Bills, including the Texans, including the Patriots, including the Vikings. They all can win. Seattle can win. Philly can win. They all can win. They all got there, didn't they? There's 12 teams in it. They all know how to win.
Well, I don't know if Cousins can win, but
he doesn't win. he doesn't win big games, so it's hard for me to bet on him. It really is. But that number's juicy at 8. If they score, like, what are you going to do if they score a couple touchdowns? You're going to cover. I don't think that their defense, to me, does not seem indicative of one that's going to be blown out. They got a good, solid football team. This stuff about Adam Thielen is an X factor. I don't believe that. He has not played. It's 3 weeks since he came back from a hammy, and his impact on their offense has been nothing. He caught 3 passes for 27 yards against the Chargers in his first outing, and then a week later he was held catchless on 4 targets against the Packers. And it had been the first time he'd gone without a catch while seeing multiple targets since his debut in the NFL in 2014. I do not believe that all of a sudden a guy that's missed the whole season is going to be the star player in this game. I think he's shot. I think his season's been shot with injury. And so I'm not buying that at all, that he's going to be some kind of savior. In fact, I think Edelman has a much better chance of doing what Carver High said, of stepping up big in a playoff game all of a sudden, because he hadn't done anything lately either, because he's been banged up. Thielen has been banged up the whole year. He's just been flat out not there the whole year. So I don't buy him. I don't buy Kirk Cousins at all. And we already know what he does in primetime games.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.